Next patient is Sabrina Swire, S-U-I-R-E. She has complaint fever, chills, headache, cough, nausea, congestion, leg pain, arm pain. The patient is a 36-year-old woman who comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 days. Patient is COVID positive, period. COVID immunization, none. Medications, none. Medical problems, negative. Surgery, tonsils and tubules. Last period, 7/19/24. Been pregnant 3 times. Doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. She works with children. Family history positive for hypertension, diabetes, breast cancer. But one of the family members may have had a positive genes for cancer. She was encouraged to find that out and get a mammogram from her PCP. She's alert. She's awake. She's in no distress. Allergy, none. 177 pounds, 99%, 97.6, 22, 92, 1 turn over 69. Heart positive, home positive, 2 lungs, fewer onchi, TMs are clear. Red skin shows no rash or mucosa with an illusion, larger point non-focal. Assessment, number 1, COVID-19, number 2, rocephinogram, next was Decadron, 8 milligram, next was Paxlovid, non-renal, next number, if develops chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening symptoms, must return or go to the emergency room right away. Next number, no evidence of DVT or PVD was found. Next number, gallbladder looks good. Next one is mild fatty liver. Next one is large ventral hernia noted. Next number, weight loss discussed. Next one is get a mammogram ASAP with possible family history of positive genes. Next number, lots of liquid. Next number is the issues with Paxlovid as far as aftertaste and such was discussed. Next number, go to the emergency room if you develop chest pain, shortness of breath, leg pain, or any other symptoms. Thank you.